Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
The sun's shining a little bit over Lake Michigan here, east of our building. Oh, Dave's shaking his head. Is it already gone?
It's a little blue up there.
That's what I was referring to, Dave. Yeah. I was trying to be optimistic.
Behind you, it's all gray.
Okay, well, that's why I don't look back there. And that's a life lesson for everyone out there. Look where the sun is shining. Ignore the rest.
I know
that's
totally agree.
That's how Dean Richards lives his life, I know for sure.
Did it start to get cloudy at the beginning of my segment?
Right when. We even tried to have the happy Here Comes the Sun song, but as soon as I potted you up, Dean, clouded over.
And when he says potted you up, that's a drug reference.
Yes, absolutely. Right.
By the way.
Hey, by the way, I know you have great influence across the world, Dean. And yesterday you told the story of the twisting of the mask to prevent the fog. It was yesterday or Monday. I forget which day.
Right. Yes.
And I hear that...
For which I've only gotten rave reviews from people right. who have tried it, by the way.
Right. So you twist each end of the mask and you put it around your ear. It avoids fogging.
Yeah.
And Bruce...
Well, the strings on the mask.
Ah,
not the mask itself.
Not the mask itself.
Yeah.
Well, Bruce Willis tried to do it. It broke. He was at a drugstore. He was listening to you, and that's what led to this trouble.
That's 1,000% not true.
What is he doing not wearing a mask, Bruce?
Well, here's the deal. He goes to a Rite Aid store. It's like a Walgreens on the West Coast. In fact, I think it's owned by Walgreens, now that I think of it. But it's like one of those kind of stores. He goes in. And he is not wearing a mask. The clerks in the store say, because in California, it's required that if you in any public place, you indoor, you have to wear a mask. It's required by law. So the clerks say, sir, you have to have a mask on. Do you need one? They offered to give him one. He was even wearing one of those bandanas around his neck that he could have easily pulled up over his mouth and nose. And he refused, according to reports. And then customers started getting mad. Why is he in the store not wearing a mask? And he decided to leave, which, I guess he didn't fight it. He just said, okay, I'm not going to wear a mask. I'll leave. But it's kind of a jerk thing to do. They ask you to wear a mask, and you've got one around your neck anyway, and you still refuse to pull it up. I don't get that.
43,000 people got coronavirus in California yesterday.
No.
605 people died in California yesterday from COVID, and those are two of the lesser days compared to the last week or so. I don't get it. I know we don't get it, and I guess we never will. Maybe we just go ring around on this thing because it's like for those that get it, and those that don't, never will. I don't know.
I don't understand how anyone can be so inconsiderate, so selfish. To others, to not be careful about somebody. It's like if you're a drunk driver and you don't care.
Yeah.
If you kill somebody.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is. It's your reckless behavior that's going to hurt somebody else.
Yeah, that's the easiest thing in the world, too.
And you're wearing it around your neck anyway.
Yeah, that's the other thing. He had it there. Just pull it off for 2 seconds, then walk out and continue to be who you are. All right.
Celebrities are going to be the death of me. Yeah.
Dr. Dre, any update there?
Yeah. He had issued an Instagram statement saying that he was feeling better after being diagnosed with a brain aneurysm on January the 4th. So he said that he was doing better and that he would be home soon. It's now the 13th. He's not only still in the hospital, but he's still in intensive care after all this time. So he's being watched very closely. They want to make sure that he doesn't have another aneurysm. So, they're keeping an eye on that case.
Yeah, that's a scary one. Those can obviously
just
be deadly.
Just out of nowhere. Isn't that weird? Yeah. I mean, just out of nowhere.
People with perfect health, too.
This thing happens. You're conducting your daily life, and all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah. John Hanson in for Bob Surratt till 9 o'clock. Dean Richards on the line. Now, Dean, do you ever want to host Jeopardy? I think you'd be pretty good at it.
I think I would get confused.
You'd have point of orders and hold on a minute.
I'd have to stop because I would forget to put the clue in the form of an answer.
Yeah.
And yeah. someone would answer me not in the form of a question, and I would forget.
Right.
I'm not good in situations like that.
Okay. All right. That's good to know.
Some of you will remember years ago, I was a ball girl on the Illinois lottery drawing.
Oh, my gosh.
I was the substitute fill-in person to pick the lottery numbers when they were here on Channel 9, uh-huh. just in case of an emergency. And it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure. I don't think I would be good at
it. Did your hands get jittery when you had to open up the gate that
no,
lets the ball in?
Not so much, but I was you're used to seeing these beautiful hands with beautiful manicures, and suddenly there are hairy knuckles on them. And it just so happens that while I was doing this assignment, I had an accident, you know, where you hit your hammer, hit your nail with a hammer.
Oh, no.
And it turns black. Until it grows out. So then I had this disgusting thing on my fingernail, under my fingernail.
On the tight shot.
For a little while.
So that's no good.
It's too much pressure.
And you also had your lotto ticket in one hand, and you're trying to game the system. And
it was not good.
Yeah, you're trying to get that four.
Not
there.
Come on, four. Come on. Oh, it's five.
Yeah. I'm not even going to reveal the other
yeah,
ones.
Those were the days.
But, being a quarterback, high-pressure situation, maybe Aaron Rodgers will do it.
Maybe he will. He's been named as one of the guest hosts until they announce who the permanent host will be. He's not going to do it until the Packers' playoff run is over. Who knows when that might be. Maybe Dave Ennett knows when that. Is he going to be doing this anytime soon, Dave?
They play on Sunday at home, and assuming they win there, they'll host the NFC Championship game. And if they win that, then they'll go to the Super Bowl. So
it could be a little bit.
It could be a while.
It could be a while until this happens. Well, fortunately, they've got this Ken Jennings.
Yeah.
Who's the former Jeopardy champion. He's one of the guest hosts right now. And Katie Couric is also signed up to be a guest host. You would be a good guest host.
Dave or me?
Well, both. Both, but Dave, don't you agree that John has game show host written all over him? And I mean that in the nicest way possible.
Well, I think so, because we played, what neighborhood you're from, what's it called?
Oh, yeah.
What's
that game? Tell me the neighborhood without telling me the neighborhood. Oh, yeah. That's my dream. I mean, I grew up wanting to be either a game show host or a weatherman, and I basically do that now. So dreams can come true, kids. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, dream big.
Yeah, exactly. Or just dream medium, and then that works out way better.
Entertainment breaking news story that just came through regarding Tom Hanks. I don't know if you've heard of him.
Yeah.
Two-time Oscar winner has been named the host of a Joe Biden Kamala Harris inaugural TV special, a primetime TV special.
Oh, wow.
That will take place on Inauguration Day. It'll be called Celebrating America. And he will be joined by Justin Timberlake, Demi Lovato, John Bon Jovi, and they say that there are going to be a lot of other big, high-profile names added to this special as well. But Tom Hanks.
He can do everything.
He does everything.
You know, if the Chief Justice can't do his job, maybe Tom can show up at noon
Very
and just
true.
Do the oath,
maybe
too.
Maybe he'd like to be the president of the Illinois
Speaker
Senate.
Of the House.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hanks could do it. If anyone could, he could. Dustin Diamond, who we all know as Screech, has had his ups and downs since the show. Mostly downs, unfortunately. Not to laugh at this, though.
No,
you wish no one ill will. Ill health, and unfortunately, he might be under bad health, right?
Yeah, we know that he's been admitted to the hospital, complaining of pain all over his body, a Florida hospital, and doctors are keeping him there and conducting tests, and the reports are that he may be suffering from cancer.
Oh.
So, hopefully, that is not the case. They figure out what it is, and he can go back. Doing whatever it is that Dustin Diamond does. He was not invited to be part of that reboot of Saved by the Bell that's now on the Peacock Network. He's one of the few original actors from the show that was not invited to be on there. But he was one of the favorites on the original show from back in the day.
Wish him well. The Kardashians, I don't think they'll ever exit our collected minds and entertainment world. Their show will be ending, and Kardashian gave out some gifts.
Yeah, they finished finished recording the final shows, and the Kardashian family handed out 30 Rolex watches to their crew.
Wow.
And staff for, you know, job well done after 15 years of producing the TV show Keeping Up with the Kardashians. The estimated retail value of the 30 Rolex watches? $300,000.
Each one or total?
Total.
Oh, okay.
Total.
Yeah, I think that's great. That's nice to give back to the crew who had to work and deal with all that in person for most of it. Does that seem a little cheap to you, though? 15 years? I mean, I guess who am I to judge who gives what to what? But these people are billionaires.
They are billionaires. They probably could have afforded more.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, a Rolex watch. Well, what does that come to? How much, you know, 30 Rolex watches equals $300,000. How much?
$10,000
per watch.
That's not bad.
That's not a terrible gift.
No, you're right. I shouldn't judge. I feel like you got billions. Give a little bit more out.
Yeah. On our 20th anniversary of the WGN Morning News, we gave out vinyl wallets to the whole staff.
Hey.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say like a ring pop or something like that. I'll take a vinyl wallet.
Yeah, vinyl wallets.
I also, for the record, as I say, be generous. If I win either of these things, you ain't getting any of it. So not you, Dean, but well, probably, but nobody is. So I shouldn't judge too much. Anyways, on that note.
Very generous of you. It's very lovely.
Yeah. Regina King talking about her new movie, One Night in Miami.
Yeah, One Night in Miami is a movie that will be coming out on Friday. It's based on a true story of something that took place in 1964 in a hotel room in Miami, at which Cassius Clay, as he was known then, was in attendance, Malcolm X, Sam Cooke, and the great Jim Brown. They were all together. Now, this movie, nobody really knows what happened in this meeting, but a screenplay was written around this of what might have been discussed by these four guys who were, you know, superstars of their day. Four African-American men, you know, rising in their own fields. So it's a very interesting story. It's beautifully acted. And what I think is kind of most interesting about this is that it's directed by Regina King, who you may remember won an Academy Award a couple of years ago for her role in If Beale Street Could Talk, which she was amazing in that. And a lot of people will remember her best as little Brenda Jenkins from the TV show 227.
Yeah.
From back in the day. Marla Gibbs' daughter on that show. She's a very accomplished actress and now makes her feature film directorial debut, which is what I chatted with her about on a Zoom chat this week. What do you think is the significance of this historic night?
What makes this so significant is what Kemp Powers, the writer, did. He found a way to take four men who are icons, who are larger than life, and humanize them, like to take all of the titles away. And we as an audience are getting the opportunity to just look at them as men, men first. I feel like that's really important because so often we compare ourselves to the person next to us and we forget that everyone's origin story is different. And even with different origin stories, we do have a lot of similarities. And those similarities are vulnerability, being vulnerable, of having fears. And when you see it through the eyes and voice, those feelings, those emotions through the eyes of iconic figures, it's impactful.
Yeah, this movie. Very, very interesting. Later in the week and next week, we'll share some of the interviews that we did with the four actors who play the main characters who were in the movie. But it's called One Night in Miami, and it will debut on Amazon Prime Video this coming Friday.
All right. That's great. And, boy, she speaks a lot of truth in that. I think a lot of people, no matter if you're a big star or not, you can relate to comparing yourself to others and trying to embrace all the things we have in common.
Yeah, very relatable. It's very relatable. And, you know, the historic value of this, of these guys, you know, who we only know in their public personas, you know, being essentially caught in private. When no cameras were around, you know, they were in this hotel room, just, you know, four guys, you know, being themselves is a very interesting concept.
For sure. Hey, Dean, have a great day, okay?
You too, John. Take care.